T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, and welcome, in listeners down in New Orleans and Bayou 95.7, also our friends at 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's classic rock station. What up? And Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Big show for you today. From Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Duff McKagan coming up on the program. Ask the Men's Room is back. And our question today, dealing with dogs, good or bad, and the amazing things that they do, as we find out that there was a dog rescued swimming 135 miles off the coast of Thailand. Dog was swimming toward a rig that was owned by a Chevron Exploration, and one of the workers there saw the dog swimming toward the rig. They put a rope around the dog, pulled it up, and got it some food and water, and then took the dog to an animal protection group on the mainland after a few days. We have the story of the bird that attacked and killed its owner in Florida, an endangered cassowary, which is native to Australia and New Guinea, which has 4-inch razor claws and a kick that will slice you open. And that's exactly what it did when its owner accidentally fell down.
Jeez,
the bird attacked him and killed him. Our question, what good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
And on the topic of birds, a few comments came in. This first one, it says, no BS, my parents used to raise emus. When I was a teenager, I was helping them, and one emu almost killed me. The damn bird just about cut my femoral artery. Then they add effing birds. And then this one, I'm going to do what I can to clean this up. I think we'll all understand what happened here. Says, I guess this isn't really horrible, but definitely disgusting. Just recently, my boyfriend and I were having sex. And at the end, let's just say there was some gentleman's relish on her belly, if you will. But before we could clean it up, our cat freaked out, ran across the bed, right over my stomach, and right through what my boyfriend had just left there. Then proceeded to run around the apartment until we could catch her and clean her up. So if we went in with a black light, there'd be like these glowing cat paw footprints.
It looks like you have like 4 slugs that came in your house that night. Just sort of just crawl around everywhere. You know what I mean?
How many guys were here? I swear to God, it was just you.
Oh, sticky paws.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Just tell me your cat started licking its paws later. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How you fellas doing today?
Doing great, man.
Great. So the story is about 12 years ago, me and the current ex now, but the girlfriend at the time, decided to adopt a couple kittens. And we had a brother and sister type thing. So a few weeks go by, and middle of the night, probably about midnight, 1 o'clock, I wake up, and it's dark, to this raunchy smell. And so I wake up.
Oh, hey,
once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you tried so
that's
hard.
That's proper context, but
it is proper context.
It really is.
Like if you're my kid, I'd be like, "Well, I cleaned it up a little."
That doesn't make me want to go have sex, which the FCC thinks.
Like, oh, that'll stimulate someone.
That's like, titillating.
Oh my goodness!
Right. So anyway, it smelled like one of the cats took a number 2. So she gets up, turns on the light, and proceeds to just start laughing and cannot stop laughing. And I'm still a little dazy, so I open up my eyes, and lo and behold, I had it right in the middle of my chest.
Oh!
Well, no wonder it smelled so bad.
It was the worst way to wake up. I'm talking a couple inches away from my chest. Still on the blanket, but still close enough for a lot of discomfort.
Now, why do you think, because cats don't do that stuff by accident. Like, that cat is mad at you about something.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I think, you know, during like the kitty training the box, you know, type thing, and that was kind of my duty, and so
no pun intended.
Yeah.
Duty.
So I think that, you know, they were a little upset with me, or one of them was upset with me for always putting them in the box or outside. So
he pooped on you.
Yeah.
Man,
yes.
Oh, man.
So I had the blankets over me, and it was just right on top. And, yep, it took about 20 minutes to clean up until the hysteric laughing stopped.
What happened to the cats?
Well, the cat survived, but needless to say, it was the last time I will ever own a cat.
Oh, so that was it. So your ex-girlfriend didn't get the cat or anything? You kept the cats?
No, she kept the cat.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
And you'll never have a cat again. I mean, if the cat had not pooped on your chest, which that's a strong move. That's a statement. But if it had not done that, would you be open to having a cat again?
You know, it would take a lot for me to have a cat again.
So even after that happened, you and that cat never got along. You never had any bonding time, any quality time?
Dude, the cat
definitely
pooped
not,
on him.
Definitely not.
I know, when I was a kid, maybe there was someone that made fun of you, later your friends, or you get in a fight, but I feel like if someone pooped on me, and that's how we meet each other. That's the opening salvo. I find it really unlikely that, like, oh, he's my best friend.
Well,
now.
Your kids pee and poop all over you, and you don't abandon them.
You don't know that to be true.
It's not too far off.
I just have 9 kids, now 2.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a bed where a dog pooped on the comforter.
Right.
But he didn't poop right on my chest.
Right, and the thing, it's not personal when your kid poops or pees on you. They're a kid. This is someone who wears diapers. Like, clearly, they lack control. So
time
my
out.
Kid never, like, peed on me on
Do you
purpose.
Think that a cat is actually smart enough to get up and poop and pee on your bed or on your chest on purpose?
A cat?
Absolutely.
Yes. Really? Okay.
Dude, I told my...
Mine isn't.
My buddy, your cat's an idiot. Okay, we have to establish that. Your cat is Forrest Gump, right? But that can't be the metric by which we
I know.
By
Dude,
which
I
we measure
cat,
other cats.
I think your cat is smart and listens. That's why he's always scratching you up.
I don't think your cat likes you.
He's the way you talk. You talk about him.
I like your cat. Cat seems like me. Doesn't like you. But my buddy used to have a cat, and he had not cleaned the litter box, so the cat, in an act of defiance, pooped on his pillow. Kind of like, hey, man, you got to do something about this, but it targeted him because he's the guy that always cleaned the litter box. In a family of 4, that's his one duty. The guy went to him, didn't go to his parents, didn't go
that's
to his brother. And he's the dude who pooped in the cat's litter box, right? We were teenagers.
You'd think the cat would appreciate the guy who cleans the litter box, the person who does it. You know what I mean?
But that's why he pooped, because he's like, hey, you need to clean the litter box, right? So to let you know that this is a problem, because obviously you're not checking.
And
I think
went,
the cat's
didn't
mentality.
He go down and pee and poop in the cat's
he
litter
did.
Box?
He did. He dropped a human-sized log in the litter box. So he cleaned out the cat's litter box, and then he poops in the litter. It's the damnedest thing. And I swear to this day, he willed that poop. Like, you can't just, hey, Miles, poop right now. Like, if you don't have to poop, you're not going to poop.
No.
He gets mad, right? So I can't believe it. Cat's name is Princess. I cannot believe the princess pooped in my bed. Me and my buddy Tony are laughing about it, because that's what you do. Paul is pissed, but he goes down, cleans the litter box, and then he just pops a squat and just drops a log right in the middle of his litter box. So you wait about 10 minutes later, we just hear from the other room this cat going,
Wah! Didn't it smell the whole house up?
Yes! And this cat's doing everything he can
I mean, like, you don't
to cover
poop
this
in the middle of your living room.
He was 15 when he did it, and he was pissed off. I understood it, and to me, I thought that was a masterstroke.
Oh,
and the beauty is this, the cat never did it again.
Okay.
You want to take care of your cat poop in his litter box.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
Yeah, so I've got 2 stories, actually. One's really quick. It's a cat that I used to have, and that guy helped me out through a lot of panic attacks. He was absolutely amazing. Loved that cat to death. Anytime I started to exhibit symptoms of a panic attack, that guy would, like, run from across the house and come up to me and start cuddling me, and that one was awesome.
That's very cool.
You ever try to fake him out just to see if he'd run over, or could you not fool him?
I know, I couldn't fool him. He was smart. He was dumb in some ways, but he was pretty smart. The other one, though, is the dog that I used to have. This was years ago with my last roommate. This dog was normally a great dog, but she was kind of dumb. And every now and then, my buddy, my roommate, his parents would babysit the dog, and they would feed the dog food that the dog really shouldn't have been eating. And there was a couple of times where I got back home from work, and there was piles of diarrhea literally in front of the front door, in front of the back door, like spread all across the house.
So
like
wait. When you open the door to your plate, did you end up like pushing the turds across the floor so you have like a streak?
Oh, man, no. Fortunately, no, that didn't happen. But basically, the dog would just, like, poop all over the place, and then she would get it on herself and then shake. And there was literally droplets of poop on the ceiling, on the chair, like, everywhere. It took us hours to clean that stuff up, man.
Did you like that dog a lot?
I love that dog. She was really sweet. She was just kind of a dummy. So.
Okay, all right.
It better be sweet. Yeah. I mean, like, if you end up with poop on my ceiling, I have to like you a lot for you to stay in my residence.
Do you think dogs know when other dogs are dumb? In other words, like anybody
else. When they're
dumb? Yeah, we said she was a dumb dog, right?
Yeah.
You go to the dog park, you know, dogs can be friendly. They come up, they smell at each other, they hang out, they try to play. And one dog's like, this John guy's an idiot. He's the stupidest dog I've ever met.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's got to be some kind of hierarchy, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, like, you know, you'll see dogs at a dog park. Someone throws a tennis ball. Every dog except one of them chases it. And not because the dog's old, not because the dog's a puppy. It just looks stupid. And you know the other dog's like, that's the dummy.
Because you would have to know. I mean, like, in any group, no matter what it is.
I got to think, if you're an animal, you know, like, if you're a lion, you know who the stupid lion is.
You know who to protect. You know who needs a little bit extra of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, it could be like humans, though, too.
Like, you have a special friend.
Wait a minute. I mean, we can kind of, after we hang out, you kind of know people's intellectual strengths.
I think it's rare that everybody agrees, like, all right, that dude's not that smart. Generally, I feel like when people use the term dumb, it's just because it's somebody who's not the same as them. You know
sure,
what I mean?
No, you're right, you're
like,
right.
People go like, he's an idiot, like,
But every once in a while, what we're saying, though, is and you're right, but every once in a while, any large group, we can all agree that this particular individual is just dumb. And I gotta think animals, like you said, if they're in that group, like, yo, man, listen, you know, Larry the lion, he's a stupid lion. All right? Like, maybe Curly's funny, this guy gets upset real easy, this guy doesn't like the taste of meat and hates life, but that guy's dumb. I gotta think they know.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the park talking.
Just chirping at each other. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever the stuff is, like, man, you're dumb. You're stupid. And the other lions know he's stupid. My curiosity would be, like, so lions and elephants have a beef with each other all the time, right? Would the elephants, could they look at the pride of lions, because you're pretty much dealing with the same prides all the time, and these lions are going after the same group of elephants all the time. Do the elephants know, like, all right, here comes this group of lions. The one is really stupid. Right? Because they have the way they coordinate their attacks. You think even the elephants are like, here comes that dumbass one. Don't even worry about him. He's going to attack the tree.
He'll try.
You know, he'll try, but don't worry about him.
Our question, what's a good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA. Silicon from Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Duff McKagan on the program. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
When mountain guide Don Wargalski and his expedition witnessed a dog they had befriended along the way make it all the way to the top, they were truly amazed. The sweet, friendly stray, now named Baru, the mountain she had climbed, started following Wargalski and his team on day 10 of their month-long expedition in November. Baru, a 45-pound Tibetan Mastiff Himalayan sheepdog mutt, slept in the tent and became the team's unofficial mascot as they made their way up to the top of the Nepalese mountain.
And potential food source if anything went wrong.
When it was time to try for the summit, though, Wargalski hoped the Baru would stay put. The day of the attempt, we got up really early in the morning to try to climb when it's colder and when it's safer. I left her in the tent around 2 o'clock in the morning. I left with my client and the other Sherpa to climb the mountain. The group then trekked for 7 hours all night using 5,000 feet of rope and making their way along the steep, treacherous area where the terrain dropped off thousands of feet on either side. But after sleeping in, it seemed Baru had other plans. Once the sun came up, she apparently left the tent, followed our footprints on this technical terrain, and met us at 22,500 feet. We were all stunned. The Sherpas were cheering for her, pumping our fists in the air. We were super happy to see her. It took Baru just 2 hours to cover the terrain that Wargalski and his team had covered in 7, and she made it to the top with her paws and her fur, incredible considering the minus 20-degree wind chill and 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Jeez.
The people who got there,
They're wearing $2,000 down suits and really expensive boots, the best technology known to man, axes, crampons, spikes on her feet. She had nothing. Well, she had built-in crampons, but I was a little worried. But she did a fantastic job. Snow blindness, altitude sickness, all the things that can also affect dogs did not affect Baru. What she was able to do was something most humans could not, and I don't know any other dog in the world that would have survived and did what she did. When it came to climb down, he worried about Baru then and how she would handle the sheer drops where the human planned to rappel. There were 12 or so of these areas, but Baru stayed with the team the entire time, making it down on her own. For one part of the descent, Wargowski and the team and the lead Sherpa fashioned a makeshift harness for Baru and lowered her down a steep 60-foot section.
And how heavy is that dog, man?
The dog weighed 45 pounds.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Okay. Baru stayed with the team as they traveled to the 3,500 miles to their base camp back to the airport.
Jesus.
The dog went with him the entire way. She's now turned into a little bit of a celebrity in Nepal. Our question, what good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
A bunch of comments came in. Miles, you had commented. We're talking about cats. And someone had said, they wake up, smells like the cat had just pooped. Girlfriend turns on the light. The cat had pooped on the covers, but on the covers directly over their chest. And you're like, man, do you think cats really know what they're doing? I insist that they do. Even though I have a cat, on some level, they're horrible creatures, right?
All right.
You love them, but they're horrible creatures. So some comments came in. It says, my cat, now 19 years old, used to pee on my bed if he didn't like how the bedroom furniture was arranged. Dude, Miles, my cat got pissed and took a dump on the pillow. They know what they are doing.
Okay.
A few more cat stories. It says, I was, canyon yodeling on my girlfriend for some, as they say, southern cuisine. I love that. Southern cuisine.
Oh, he means fried chicken.
Yeah, he's eating some fried chicken. Mm. So I'm candy noodling on my girlfriend.
He's eating grits.
Getting some southern cuisine, and her cat decided to lay on my back while I'm doing this and try to go to sleep.
Wow.
Think about that. That's a little
distracting. Well, it's warm. It's comfortable.
That's exactly it. There's a little bit of movement there. Everything cats like. My ex-girlfriend's cat always ate my used condoms. Needless to say, her litter box is quite colorful. The night of my prom, my dog ate the crotch out of my girlfriend's brand new silk underwear.
Oh, man.
And this one, this is two texts. I will read them as they came in. My dad will eat dirty diapers. We had a diaper genie for diapers. If we leave the house and leave my kids' room open, we'll come home to poop and diapers all over the kids' floor. Already had to get rid of one rug because
you said your dad. You meant the dog?
My dad. The next text. Oh, my God, my dog, not my dad.
It's like your dad eats used diapers.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, man.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So another cat story.
All right.
I have a 9-year-old big cat. He's just a regular house cat, but we let him out sometimes, and he tends to bring back some animals.
Oh, yeah. Cats love doing that, man. What animals has it brought home for you?
It started off small with hairs of hind legs, then a tiny little mouse, but now he's getting bigger and beyond.
So what's he going for now? Squirrels?
He brought back a fully grown rat a few weeks ago, but just recently he brought a lower half of a fully grown adult rabbit.
So what do you think happened to the top
just
half?
Just in time for Easter.
What do you think happened?
Here comes me the cat and tail.
Do you think your cat ate the top part of the rabbit?
Probably. I don't know where it is.
Well, you would, I think, know based on just what the cat leaves behind in the litter box.
Does it look like an Easter basket in the litter box?
Not that I know of yet.
All right.
Okay. That's, yeah.
That's what cats do, man. They're hunters.
My cat brought home a baby bird. The baby bird was still alive. Long story short, I cupped the baby bird. The cat's just staring at it, right? Freaking this thing out. Open my back door. I just go to toss the bird out the door. Not throw it, but, you know, gently toss it into the yard. And as it's doing its arc, right at the point where the arc's on the downward, this cat jumps like 20 feet from behind me and snatches this thing in midair. And it was terrible, man. I mean, it's just, I know that's what cats do, but like in my mind, I'm like, and this bird just looks so scared. Like, I still remember what this thing looks like. I'm like, oh, little buddy, don't worry about the cat. I'm sorry, he got you. I'll let you go outside. Oh, my God, the cat just snatched it and then ate the thing.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Hello. Oh, let's go to Ohio. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Kevin? It's perfect.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. How's Ohio?
Oh, it's kind of warm today.
What's the temperature like there?
67.
Wow. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
So what did your pet do?
Actually, we had gotten a chocolate lab a couple of years ago, and when we first got him, he would eat my wife's phone cords and her shoes and leave mine alone.
Well, that's cool. That's convenient for you.
That makes it funny
but
for you.
But that's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she buy less expensive shoes now?
No, not really.
Has the dog stopped doing this?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, that's
good. So now we have a seven-month-old chocolate lab that is after her shoes now.
You being for real? Is it? You think it is her something about the smell of her feet, like they smell like bacon or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's funny.
What's where? But, hey, where do you live? Where do you live in Ohio?
Streetsville.
Where's that at?
30 minutes north of Cleveland.
Isn't that like basically in Lake Erie?
No, we're on the other side of Lake Erie.
Okay. Right.
We're between Cleveland and Youngstown.
Oh, boy. Wow, oh, man.
All right.
Man,
the bustling. And are you a Browns fan?
No, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay. Man, oh, man.
And my dog's name Royal.
Well, it's good news for you. The Browns got a couple old Chiefs. What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
I'm excited to watch him.
Who's that, the Browns?
Browns or the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
When do you think they implode? I'm thinking they come out of the gate hot, right? Everyone's all excited. OBJ, what's his face, the quarterback, all this stuff. And by week eight, man, the two-game losing streak is going to fall apart.
I don't know, man. For whatever reason, I just have faith in Baker Mayfield.
I do, too. I do, and I don't want to.
Well, the difference is, this year, you might be able to actually see the Browns on television because they might be good enough to actually get on there.
They're going
to
put them on as OBJs there, man. Mm-hmm. That is it.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hola.
All right. So, yeah, I grew up in Central Texas on a decent-sized chunk of property. It's like 20 acres. About, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes of highway distance from any town.
All right.
And my dad is a musician, so I was out. I think I had to been maybe 16 or 17 at the time. Out the show, we came back to the ranch. It was probably 2 in the morning. And, you know, we had 2 ranch dogs. They got some stuff. It was whatever. You know, they dragged dead deer carcasses up to the front porch. That wasn't a big deal. But once this night, we got home, and she kept digging at her snout. You know, she's going to town, screaming. Turns out she got a hold of a massive porcupine.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was all inside. It was pretty dark. So I'm getting a flashlight, check it out. But the inside of her mouth looked like, you know, like a hairbrush.
Oh.
You can barely see any gums.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, like we were talking now, it was bad. I was like, oh, dude, like this is, you know, and it's 2 in the morning, out in the middle of nowhere. Like, all right, so we call our vet. This is the one, literally, it's the one stoplight town. We call him like 2 in the morning. This is, you know, stereotypical big old Texas bubba, you know, mass dude. He calls us up, like, all right, bring her down to the vet clinic. And so we get there, and we're like, you know, I'm assuming we're just going to drop her off and hopefully pick her up the next morning. It's too bad happening, but he knocks her out. She's probably 120 pounds. Get her from the table, knocks her out, and hands my dad and I a pair of needle nose pliers, and he's like, all right, let's do it. So we end up picking porcupine quills out of her mouth for
only
about 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the night. It's not about what 16-year-old I was expecting.
How many quills did you pull out of her mouth?
Oh, God. More than 100. That's probably, I'd say, close to 200 or 300.
That's why they have them.
Oh, my God.
That's
Are
crazy.
Dogs the only animal that does not recognize that that's what's going to happen? I feel like when porcupine's out in the wild, this is, it seems like most animals understand, kind of like a skunk.
Well,
like,
that's hey, what you think is as good of a nose and a smell as a dog has, that it would avoid a skunk in a confrontation with a skunk at all costs, and it doesn't.
That's what I mean. Like, dogs seem like the only animal that end up biting into porcupines.
No, I want to say, like, badgers or something, too.
Badgers are just mean, though, man.
Yeah, because I think porcupines go underground, and like some things try to get in there and dig them out, so then they got to spike up.
I guarantee you.
I don't think they walk around spiked up all the time, do they?
It just occurred to me, I have no idea where porcupines live. I don't know, they climbed up a tree and live in the brush.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
No, but I mean when they sleep, they burrow underground?
I don't know.
I have no freaking idea.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like most animals out there just kind of take a nap in the middle of the field.
It's not a good idea.
There's a few, but...
Wolves can do it.
Yeah, lions.
Bears can do it, sure. Yeah.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
so I have a dog, Corey. I have a few rescues. One in particular, I hate to say that I play favorites, but I totally do. One in particular, she's really close to me, and on several occasions, what has happened when me and my wife have gotten into an argument, or we're eating, and my wife doesn't want to give her anything, my dog, being as spiteful as she is, will actually go into our room, knock over the laundry bin, and selectively pick out my wife's clothing, and then take either a Duke or a number one on her clothes. Just her clothes. She leaves my clothes separately.
I'll be damned. Knows how to sort the laundry and pee on the appropriate things.
Yeah.
My kids can't do that.
What kind of dog is this?
This is a Rhodesian Ridgeback and Pitbull mix.
Surprised she can't separate colors and whites, you know, and do the whole laundry for you on the weekend. That's really... So, does your wife think of this dog like as an archenemy?
Yeah. She is super jealous of my dog. You know, I'm always having... Like, I'm that guy, you know, like, take the dog into the bed, you know, cuddle, whatever, and, you know, go for walks. If I'm eating steak, my dog's eating steak, you know, I'll have her in the front seat driving with me wherever we go. So
your wife replaces that place that area, whether it's on a bed, in a car, or whatever, that dog does not like that?
No, not at all.
What kind of dog did you say?
It's a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
That's what I thought. You have that thing sitting with you when you're driving? That's a big ass dog.
Dog, right?
That's a big dog, yeah. She's like 110 pounds-ish.
So you don't want to mess with this dog anyway. Have you ever seen that dog be aggressive?
No. You know, it's funny. I have three dogs. I have the Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull Mix. I have a Boston Pitbull Mix. And then I have a miniature Dachshund. The miniature Dachshund is by far the leader of the pack. And she only weighs like 9 pounds.
Is that because they're so aggressive and mean? Has she established that, do you believe?
You know what? I don't know. I had her since she was a puppy, you know, and that's just the social dynamic of the dogs. Like,
well, that dog is built. That dog is meant to go into a hole and pull out a minx.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a nice dog by its breed. You know, it's
a minx or a badger or, I mean, the worst possible animal in the world that burrows in a hole, that dog goes in there with those claws and grabs that thing and brings it out.
But, I mean, aren't Rhodesians, weren't they built to, like, hunt lions?
Is that what they were?
They're African. Rhodesian Ridgebacks are African hunting dogs. They're meant to take down lions and stuff,
Down or show you where they are? I just feel like, I don't know, man.
No, like, take them down. They are pack animals by nature.
Oh, right,
they're meant to go out hunting with the tribesmen and whatever they're going with.
Does she celebrate Kwanzaa?
I wish. It's giving one more holiday.
You know what I mean?
It's not just a holiday, brother. That's a week off. The only thing I would say to my black brothers out there, why do we do it on the week that a lot of jobs give you off anyway? Like, if you're going to take advantage of a week off, all right, there's a couple things, right? If you're Jewish, why did it have to be pork? Why couldn't it have been broccoli? You screwed up. Sorry. Kwanzaa, we effed it up. Why don't we do it, I don't know, man, like in March, right? What's going on in March?
Like, June would be good. Right. A nice long week vacation.
Like, you're going to celebrate your holiday during the time that you already get the time off. That's so dumb. Although, actually, this is a true story. When I worked at CBS Radio in Baltimore, and I said this jokingly, I'm a part-time guy, low on the totem pole, and when you're part-time and the holidays come up, you're working. That's just how, right? You're working Christmas, all this crap. So, our boss, bully guy, but dumber than a box of rocks, and I had jokingly said, what, man, I don't get off for Kwanzaa? Now, CBS was so corporate. Like, if you say something like that, people got petrified. So I see by his body language, like, I think he's buying into this, right? He runs back to the office. Like, an hour later, he comes back. He's like, hey, man, you're going to be off between Christmas and New Year for Kwanzaa? We just want to make sure you're covered. And I'm looking at him like, yeah, all right, man, cool. Thank you.
Did you take it?
Yes! Yes, I did! The other board ops were so mad. I said, man, I said it as a joke. It's not my fault that they're all worried about this crap. But
did they get Hanukkah off?
But they said they were Jewish.
Probably,
We worked with a guy named Chip. He would get it off. It was Hanukkah. And it was understood.
There's already a holiday in June.
What?
Which one?
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth?
You know about like black holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a famous holiday of June 19th when, like, Texas finally was like, yeah, we're done with slavery, too.
Oh. But no one celebrates. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you should.
Are you saying take advantage of all the things?
Juneteenth. I will be talking to corporate very soon. Oh, you're down with the slavery, I see.
What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Trust me, I don't try to work that. By the way, as far as porcupines go, people said some porcupines, they actually do sleep in trees.
All right.
As far as other animals who try to eat them, someone said a leopard ate one, and then the leopard died an hour later.
I was going to say, if you're going to attack a porcupine, it's only going to happen once.
Well, and they're all over, right? Because they're in America, they're in Mexico, they're in Africa, which to me says worldwide.
That's worldwide, right? If you got that covered, probably somewhere in Europe. It's like the squirrel, the spiky squirrel of the world.
Yeah, and I feel like if one of those animals, like, if you're really going to eat one, it's got to be like that show I watch. Like, there's a drought or something, there's not much around, like, screw it, let's try this porcupine.
I don't think you can eat porcupine.
Could you knock it on its back, right?
Well, I mean, I could eat most. Well, you're saying those animals?
Yeah, I think like within the armadillo, porcupine, skunk realm. I mean, you never hear of anyone ever trying it.
No, but I mean, if you took the shell off of the armadillo,
would you eat skunk meat?
I would try it. You know, if they got rid of the gland, like it couldn't be like pufferfish or something. Like, hey, man, one of these bites, you might hit the sack that blows it up. Yeah. But yeah, I'd give it a try.
I mean, skunk meat's got to be close to squirrel, right? Aren't they like cousins?
I don't know. I don't know what they are. They all like seem the same size to me. So, like, anything that looks like that, I just figure you can't eat it.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, you know what? Skunk is greasy.
It looks like it'd be a greasy-ass creature. What eats skunks? What is its natural predator, right? So, if I'm out in the woods...
Bear, maybe?
Bears don't count as
cars.
Like, bears can eat whatever they want because they're bears. You know what I mean?
The internet says it's delicious.
What, skunk?
No, porcupine. They say it's a lot like pork. It's sweet, it's succulent, rich. Huh. It can be a little fatty, and some people stay away from it because they think that taints the meat, but I disagree.
Nothing is wrong with
if
any
it's
meat
like
that's
pork,
fatty.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, that's why they do the whole thing with the beef in Japan.
Right.
You want fat in your meat.
Their name is French for little spiny pig up a tree.
Little spiny pig up a tree.
There you go.
That's all it means. That's kind of a letdown.
Our question, what good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA. Still to come from Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and the band Loaded, Duff McKagan joins us to talk about his latest project with Shooter Jennings. Also, the return of Ask the Men's Room's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Duff McKagan coming out on the program from Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses. In the meantime, our question, what good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. Si, muy bien. Muy bien. Yeah.
I had a cat quite a few years ago. He was an orange tabby. We picked him up at Arizona Humane Society. And he was declawed in the front. And that really didn't slow him down. He was like the neighborhood was his. And one morning there was a dog, a pit bull, roaming around out in the front yard. And hitchhikers saw him and blew through the screen in the window and attacked this dog.
The cat did.
And he was biting on his back and kind of hanging off the side of this dog. The dog's running around in circles in the yard. And finally, hitchhiker gets thrown. The dog takes off one way, and my cat starts chasing after him. So I'm running after my cat, trying to get him to settle down. And he finally stops and comes back to me, and I take him home. About 4 or 5 days later, I see this guy walking a dog, and it's that same pit bull, and he's got it on a leash. Hitchhiker did the same thing again, went through the screen, and started chasing that dog around the guy's legs, and tripped him. He ended up having to pick up his dog and walk home, carrying his dog.
Okay, whatever happened to Hitchhiker?
Oh, Hitchhiker lived till He until he was about 18.
Okay. Damn. Yeah, cats seem to hang in there pretty good.
Because they just want to keep staring you down.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking my dog. It was years ago, and it's at night, and I'm walking my dog, and I'm about a block away from home, and somebody lives on the corner. They open their front door, and as soon as they open their door, their pit bull, I did not know they had a pit bull, comes charging out of the house. And it is amazing how fast dogs run when you realize they're coming for you. And before I could even process, like, oh, S, this dog's coming here. Well, my dog, who rarely barked or did anything, like, freaks out on this pit, man, and just goes after this thing, basically pins it to the ground. The owners come running out of the house, and they're very apologetic. And, like, my hands are shaking, man, because this all happens in, like, 8 seconds. They open the door. This dog's damn near on me. My dog takes this thing out, which blew my mind. Because my dog was so sweet, I could not believe how my dog responded and is, like, giving it to this pit bull, man. So, anyway, they separated. The pit bull's still barking, growling, snarling, all this crap. Whatever. I get home. Like I said, my hands are still kind of shaking, but I'm loving my dog. I'm like, you are the best thing ever, man. So about 2 weeks later, it's at night again, walking my dog, and now I see this freaking pit bull again. And it's near one of these, like, urban garden pea patch, whatever the hell. And I'm just like, oh, no. You know, like, I do not want to deal with this again. But my dog, I would have thought, would have a real adverse reaction to seeing this thing. My dog just kind of glances, sees it, keeps sniffing around, like, doesn't care. And I'm kind of, like, nudging my dog, like, yo, man, I'm going to need your help, because here comes the pit bull comes up, and now it's standing next to me, and I'm trying to be cool, but it's, like, hiding behind my legs, right? And my dog has zero reaction to this pit bull. And it's the same pit bull that got in a fight with 2 weeks ago. I don't understand what's happening. I'm just letting my dog pee. I'm not going to do anything stupid with the pit bull, because he's being cool. Then I see the silhouette of someone in the alley, and I'm like, hey, man, can you come and get your dog, right? Because I'm getting a little uncomfortable. I have a bad history of this dog. It's not the dog's owner. It's a cop, all right? So someone called the cops because there's a pit bull roaming in the neighborhood. I understand that. Then I realize there's a total of four cops. They've been looking for the dog. They couldn't find it. Two of these cops kind of have their guns drawn because all they hear is pit bull, and we understand how they're going to deal with that, right? People are terrified of pit bulls. They're going to shoot this thing. So they're like, do you know this dog? And now I'm in this position, like, as in my mind, I hate this dog, right? That is firmly what I believe. But now I'm looking at what the consequence is going to be, and I'm like, damn it. Yeah, man, the dog's fine. I got it. So this dog walks with me back up to this dude's house. I knock on his door. Oh, man, I was wondering where she went. I'm like, look, your dog terrifies me, bro. All right? And I'm going to tell you, it's not because it's a pit bull. It's because the last time I saw your dog, it wanted to kill me. So that I remember that kind of thing. I don't know why this dog is being so cool with me this time, but it seemed like it knew people were looking for it or something. Like, it was hiding behind me, and yeah. I just could not believe. I'm like, why am I being nice
to you? So did the dog get along with your dog then after that?
They were fine after that. It was just the weirdest thing, because my dog had zero reaction when the pit bull showed up. I'm a little uncomfortable. I mean, nothing. And it just walked with me all the way back to its house, and I'm like, dude, you got to do something, man. Because I was like, look, the cops are going to shoot this mother effer, right? You understand that. I lied and said your dog's nice. And my one experience, it is not, all right? But I did you a solid. Dog went back in. I think I saw it one more time. That was it.
Yeah, my cousin had a pit bull. And like, there's a few pits in our family. My cousin Tom had one. And she was super nice. The nicest dog in the world.
Yeah.
And it really liked the neighbors. But he came home one day and opened the door. She takes off. And it's on the hood of the neighbor's car as they're pulling into their driveway, licking the windshield. So they freak out. They call the cops. And it's like, my cousin's out there trying to be like, don't put my dog down. It just wanted to say hi. But again, it's a pit bull.
Right, people
so
have
I get
reaction.
The neighbors didn't really know him that well. And now you just have a pit bull licking the windshield of your car.
Most dogs don't jump on the hood of your car and start licking the windshield. I mean, that's a little different.
Yeah.
What's up? What good or horrible thing did your pet do? 844-999-OLA. Still to come from Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Duff McKagan joining us on the program after emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.